And as far as the fees are concerned, one of the biggest challenges that we have faced is trying to get a roaming agreement with AT&T, especially a data roaming agreement at the 3G level. Even after the FCC mandated data roaming in their order back in April, we've not made any progress toward that. Now, April is just last month, but we've been told the roaming person's out of town. So it's very important for carriers to be able to provide service that allows their devices to work anywhere the user goes, anywhere in the country, rural, urban. It's awfully important for the voice and the data to work wherever they go.
Mr. Stevenson.
First, in response to the rural roaming, we have a number of 3G rural roaming deals around the U.S. with rural providers. The FCC rules have established how that process should work, so we're open for business on roaming for rural 3G services. As it relates to Mr. Mina, he's on a different technology than AT&T operates on. I'd be glad to talk to you after this. I'll get something going, but we don't offer CDMA.
We have a GSM property that we've been trying to talk to you about for quite a while. We sure do. We have a GSM property in North Alabama.
Can you folks negotiate on your own time?
So.